Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? We all experience those moments of hardship, pain, even trauma, things that leave us feeling shaken, lost, and wondering how the heck we're supposed to pick up the pieces. But guess what? You are stronger than you think. And today, I want to equip you with some powerful strategies to not just survive adversity, but actually thrive in its wake. Because let me tell you, navigating trauma and hardship doesn't mean becoming a superhero overnight. It's about finding that inner resilience, building that mental fortitude, one step at a time. So, how do we do it? Let's dive into five key takeaways that can help us face those challenges head on. First off, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury them under the rug, pretend they don't exist, or bottle them up. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of emotions, but no one around seemed to notice? That isolation can be crushing. So give yourself permission to feel whatever it is, sadness, anger, fear, even confusion. It's okay. Acknowledge those feelings, write them down, talk about them with someone you trust. Let those emotions out, don't suppress them. Next up, seek support. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We all need a lifeline sometimes. Reach out to friends, family, therapists, support groups, anyone who can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or even just a reminder that you're loved and cared for. Sometimes, simply sharing your burden can lighten the load tremendously. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about actively nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Eat nourishing food, get enough sleep, move your body even if it's just a short walk around the block. Engage in activities that bring you joy and help you relax. Think of self-care as investing in your resilience, because when you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. Next, practice mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever feel like you're constantly racing from one thing to the next, caught in a whirlwind of stress? Mindfulness can help you ground yourself, calm your mind, and find a sense of peace amidst the chaos. There are tons of free mindfulness apps and guided meditations out there, give them a try. Finally, remember your strength. You've already survived so much, haven't you? Think back to those times when you faced challenges head on and came out stronger on the other side. You have an inner wellspring of resilience that might surprise even you. Don't forget that. Remind yourself daily of your past victories, big and small. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a woman I met at a workshop last month. She shared how she had been struggling with anxiety and panic attacks for years after a traumatic experience. But Sarah started to incorporate these strategies, talking to a therapist, practicing mindfulness, and focusing on self-care activities like hiking and spending time in nature. She told me that it wasn't easy, but she gradually felt a shift within herself. Her anxiety lessened, her confidence grew, and she started to reclaim her life. Sarah's story is a reminder that healing takes time, but with consistent effort and the right tools, we can overcome even the most difficult challenges. Remember, you are capable of so much more than you think. You have the power to choose how you respond to adversity. Embrace these strategies, practice them daily, and watch yourself blossom into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Let's recap. Acknowledge your feelings, seek support, prioritize self-care, practice mindfulness, and never forget your inner strength. These are your weapons against anxiety and trauma, your keys to unlocking resilience and finding peace amidst the chaos. Now, go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep striving for that calm, control, and courage in every moment. See you soon.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.